After watching extracts of Prince Andrew on television in that interview, which will be remembered forever, and having listened to the expert opinion of a very experienced communication consultant, I'm wondering what I should do today. The communication consultant said that Prince Andrew was terribly underprepared for the interview. Underprepared, that he also went on to say that it was believed that he had ignored the advice of his advisors and had decided to go ahead with it. And basically that Prince Andrew had winged it and that it was a car crash. And I'm thinking, should I wing it? Today I have to do a big Master of Ceremonies job at a Toastmasters speech contest. I am the contest chair. That's the name of the role. And I'm thinking, am I going to wing it? I mean, there are certain things I have to do and I will do those. That's not the issue. But will I, for example, wait until I get into the room before deciding what will be the first paragraph out of my mouth or even the first sentence? And what mood will I strike? Will I just be driven by the feelings that I have in the room at the time? You know, which I might say to myself is, well, I'll pick up the vibe from chatting with people before we start, and I'll decide then and only then how I'll start. Or do I sit back here in the quiet of my kitchen and determine very carefully how I'm going to start this event? I don't have a script. I don't have a script for any part of it, except there is a Toastmasters script, which will tell me these are the things you need to do in the following order. And I respect that. They're absolutely world advice for speech contests around the world. But the personality you put on the speech contest, the mood you introduce into the room or the mood that you reflect in the room, all of that, I haven't a clue. What am I going to do? I cringe as I say this. Am I going to do a Prince Andrew on it? Or am I going to do a very straight bat, a Queen Elizabeth on it? Or am I going to do something in the middle?